Well, you speak eloquently in the work as well about how failure impacted you, and not just negatively, but how failure really was a part of bringing you to the place where God has you to be. So do we learn more, in a sense, from failure than we do it from success?
Oh, I totally think so. I think so much is refined and defined by failure, and it's just failure is the best clarifier in our life. And really, I think failure is the secret to finding what you're passionate about. You know, it's if you're failing at something, if you're pursuing a dream and you're failing at it and it's just not working out, and you still want to get up every day and you still want to try and pursue that, and you're just not going to give up and you're not going to let that no stop you, man, now you've found what you're passionate about. It's easy to keep doing something when you're getting a lot of success and accolades and money or whatever from it. But when you're not getting a lot of those external accolades and success from doing something and you still want to do it, yeah, that's when you've really found what you're passionate about. And really, there's so many people, even in history, people that we look up to, that it's not just, you know, in spite of their struggle that they persevered, you know, or that they became famous or that they did something big. It was because of their struggle that they did something meaningful. And really, you know, failure doesn't ruin our story. Failure really helps write it. It really is that point where we learn and we have that redemptive moment where then we become passionate about something because we failed at it, but we're going to keep picking ourselves up and we're not going to be a failure because of it.